Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Good evening. Good evening. This is going to be an hour show today. I'm just going to put some information out there. You know, if I find out anything have to do with health or anything, to do with anything, you know, I want the community to know. So it's just going to be an hour today, but I do have an archive. So if you're not able to catch it, you know, during the time that it's being broadcast, you can go to the archive at any time and check it out. Also, I want to thank you all for being there for me, for calling in. I see y'all. Thank you. I just want to let you all know that today is a new day. You know, whether somebody made us mad or we're going through things, you know, I always remember there's someone that's going through worse. It's easier said than done, I know, because I've been there. You know, God prevailed. You know, everything is what it is, and he has my hand, and he guided me. So I'm quite sure that if you just lean on him, he will be there for you also and show you the way. Even when it's dark, you know, you feel like there's no way out of no way. Oh, he's there. Believe that. But what I want to say is anyone on my show, I want you to feel comfortable. So if there's someone on my show that is saying something that you're not agreeing with, that's okay, because, you know, we have to learn to agree to disagree with one another. Not that we have that problem, you know, but I just put it out there. On today, we're going to speak about brown fat cells. Yeah, I never knew it existed, but here we go. Those are cells that activate your metabolism. And yeah. And it only activate when you're in a cold area, you know, like if it's cold outside and you know how you could be walking around in a jacket and it's snowing or whatever, then your body start, you know, heating up and stuff. That's the brown fat cells. Yeah, this is new to me too, but it might not be to some people, but I'm just putting it out there because it was new to me. I didn't know there was brown or, you know, fat cells, and fat cells, so, yeah. On today, we're going to just elaborate on what, you know, what it is, what you can do about it. I know a lot of people are going to the workout man and the workout lady, and but we have to first start from the beginning. We just can't jump in there and think everything going to be all right. You got to first detoxify your body. That's first and foremost, but a lot of people don't. And, you know, and I'm just thinking, I'm not a physician, I'm just thinking maybe that's why sometimes you lose inches or you don't lose anything for a minute, but you started doing your regimen and you're doing what they asked of you to do. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's always best to clean up where you are, just like in your house, wherever, your car, whatever it is. You know, you want to clean it up and keep it neat. It's, you know, that's how you do your insides. You know, clean all that old stuff out of there. And then you start, you know, working on building, you know, putting new furniture in there is what I'm going to call it. You know, so we want to make sure that people are aware that there are different ways. You don't have to swallow pills in order to lose weight. You don't have to go on a liquid diet only to lose weight. I, you know, have friends that went on liquid diets and now they have blood pressure problems. And, you know, everything is not for everybody. So hopefully this will give you the information that you need in order to, you know, better work on your health. And maybe you could just pass it on, because I'm doing it myself. And I'm not asking of nothing or talking about nothing, but I didn't know anything about no brown fat and all that, but I learned. So so it's just something that we need to take heed that we just can't jump in the middle of everything. We got to start from the beginning. Let's sweep out that room, clean out our insides, do what we need to do. So what I have to share with you all, it is called Slim and Sassy Body Wrap. It's a detox wrap. I can also do that. And we also have the oil that does the same thing. But the wrap is a detox. It's a detox wrap. That's what we need. We need to get rid of all that old whatever's in there. Whether you take vitamins, there are people that digest muscle building stuff, and you know all of that cakes up on your insides and stuff. And you know you be doing this for years, and then all of a sudden when you have a stroke or have a heart attack or high blood pressure and stuff, and you wonder why, because you healthy, you this, you that, but that's not it. Anytime you stack stuff up on stuff, it's going to eventually become a problem. You got to clean that out. Even if you keep your regimen up, just make sure you detoxify your body often enough to remove, you know, the old stuff that's in your body. So, that's what I want to share with you all, and that's what's important. Cause, and the reason why I'm coming to you like this is because, you know, I visit the nursing home, I visit, you know, people that's ailing and they can't even come outside, and they have like 18 different bottles of medication, you know. And I just think, I don't say none of them, I just think, you know, well, maybe if they detoxify their bodies, and maybe that'll help. You know, but they've been on the medicine for some 10, 15 years, the same pills and stuff. So I just want to help where I can. And if you need any further information for what I'm giving you, you please give me a call at 817-566-4555. And that's the same thing with depression. If you're going through depression, if you have lupus or anything, you're in constant pain, anything like that, give me a call. Essential oils will do the things that you are looking for as far as, you know, helping you cope with what you're going through, depression, anxiety, stress, and, you know, get in touch with Kay, and let's sit down and I'll do a consultation on you, and I'll make sure the oils that I give you are, you know, suitable for what you're going through. That's not just, you know, I'm out of here. And I go on the Facebook and you see different things, you know, people going through stuff. I put information out there. Nobody, you know, seem to want help. I mean, they don't text and say, well, what are you talking about? You know, some people just rather just sit back and just, you know, complain. Let's do something about it. You know, I got it. Let's sit down. The essential oils are here. They are all natural, and it will not interfere with the medication you're taking. My key with my wellness center is this. If you can stop swallowing the pills and get on some oil or something natural, then, you know, your body stands a chance of building itself up and, you know, in returning itself back to normal conditions. You know, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not your doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I see a lot of people out there hurting, and they on Facebook, they talking, and I put the information out there. Now, some of them do call. I'm not saying all, but I'm just letting you know I am here. I do essential oils for Dettori. It's 100% natural. So there's no problem. You can look it up. You can do whatever you want to do, but let's get something done about it. Let's get something done. Just like with the Slim and Sassy body wraps, it's a detox wrap. You know, I went into the Walgreens, and they have a detox, I think 7-day detox. You got to take, 12 or 14 pills. Who's going to swallow that mess? You know I don't want to. And I don't have to now that I know what I know. You know, if you know better, you do better. I just, you know I can't say the word, but I can give you the information to where if you, you know, you want to know something or what have you, you can go research it or you can call me. I have no problem with it. Anytime you need any type of help or want some type of knowledge, if I got the knowledge and know anything about it, I have no problem sharing it at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music. And then I come right back, and we'll get deeper into the conversation, because it's you know, depression is out here, and it bothers me when I see what I see. Here we go.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Tina Campbell there. Erica. Sorry. I know the topic is what is brown fat, but the weekend speaking with, several people that were going through a phase of depression, anxiety, it bothers me. I can't even really focus on my topic because I don't like to see and know that people are hurting, and that's why I'm putting it out here. It's nothing wrong with asking for help, and this really bothers me because I see good people, go through this, and there are people going through it, and they don't even realize they're going through it. So please, if you are going through any type of depression, anxiety, if you're in constant pain with lupus, sickle cell pain or whatever, please get in touch with me because essential oils, if you're not using them, oh, man, you could tell the difference. Those side effects and the medication that they give us, the side effects is what's making us, hurt. And I'm just telling you because I used to be on pain pills. So all I'm trying to do is to make sure that I get the information out to whomever is going through. Stress will kill you. Like they say, it's a silent killer, and it's responsible for 60% of all human illness and diseases. Stress will I mean, it's 50% of people that have strokes. It's behind stress, and I'm kind of shaky because, you know, when you see people crying and going through what they go through, and you got to reach out though, and I can truly say that I'm here and I'm giving the information out. Like I told, you know, the people, you know, the associate, my associates, y'all don't have to go through that. Nobody said anything to me. I understand you probably embarrassed or you don't want to say nothing about it, but the only way you're going to be whole is if you step out on faith and say, look, I need help. Can you guide me? And I'm putting everything out here on the system. And I put it out there on Facebook. I see different conversations and stuff. I have people to call me, and I thank y'all for that. And we talking, and I got them what they needed for the essential oils. There's no side effect in essential oils. So please, don't go through this alone. Let's talk about it. I'm not no miracle worker. I'm just a messenger. That's all I am. And if I got to get out here and find a solution or help you get with, I have no problem with that. That's why I give you the information I have, and I research, I go, and I do what I do for you all, the radio station, for myself, my loved one, people I don't even know. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. If you know that there's a problem, quit complaining. Let's get it done. It ain't nothing. You're not crazy. You just need help. So here I am giving you this information, and I really hope and pray that somebody would take heed to this. If you know some loved ones, give me a call, 817-566-4555, because depression, anxiety, any mental illness, schizophrenia, OCD, all of that. Let's talk. If you need help, some people are okay where they are, but some people are at home, lupus, they hurting, they can't get up. We can make a blend to where you can diffuse it. You don't have to swallow no pills. This is what I'm telling you. I don't have lupus, but I have a 3 dislocated disc in my back, and I use the blue one is what it's called. So that's what I use for me, the essential oil, and I use the lavender. And when I tell you it feels good to not have to swallow a pill to stop the pain, that feels good. So that's why I'm so up on this. I know the subject was what is brown fat, but, you know, I got to say this. God put this, I got to say it, God put this on my heart to speak. And this is what this platform is for, to get this information out here. You know, I don't like seeing people hurt. I know I can't save the world, but I can put a dent in it, and I'm trying. Here's this information I'm giving you. I'm crying out to you all because I see the messages on Facebook and Twitter. You know, they going through, you going through this and you going through that, and then I have associates. I mean, I was not aware what you was going through. But like I said, you know, if you don't say nothing, you know, and I do know it's embarrassing on certain things because I understand that. I'm not saying, oh, you just need to open up to everybody, because you yourself have to come to agreement that it is a problem with yourself, see. So I understand that. I'm not trying to make you just open up to me or whatever. Just let me put you on the right path, and you can research it yourself. If you need me to walk through it with you, okay, we'll do that. But I just don't like the idea of that. I'm giving you this information, and then you steady complaining, but nobody's taking this. And I be reading a whole lot. I mean, it hits my phone. I'm into the mental health thing. It's just a lot of stuff that come over. Depression is nothing to play with. Mental health is nothing to play with. So please. Please reach out and grab this olive branch I'm giving y'all, man. Y'all, a lot of y'all have kids, you know. And when you help yourself, then you'll be able to help them those babies. Come on now. Whenever you're ready to talk, let's get it. call Kay, and we can sit down and talk. I don't care what time it is. We need to get something done. The side effects that causes other problems. It damages other parts of your body and different things like that. We all know that. That's in the medical book. That's in all the magazines. They let you know that there are side effects and everything, you know. But please take this olive branch I'm extending to you all. Please do. I don't need to know your name. Just let me guide you. Let me show you some things. Because that essential oil, it is good. It do work. I have a son that has cerebral palsy. When he hurt, it's, you know, his legs and joints and stuff, I do the same thing with him. Wake up the next morning, oh, he all right. So please, let's do something about this. Oh, boy. I'm going to go on and go for the topic. Tonight is just an hour show. The topic is, what is brown fat? Brown fat is where your metabolism, you know, that's what holds your metabolism. That's your metabolism. Brown fat, it's a cell that burns energy and produce heat. So in order for this to happen, you got to be in a cold, you know, a place. Just like if it's cold outside, we put a jacket on, you know, we be feeling warm in that jacket and stuff. Okay, that's what they call brown fat. And when you activate that, then that's what keeps your metabolism going and working the way it should. And according to 2014 study conducted by the National Institute of Health, the key word is keeping your metabolism active. Using essential oils are the best way of keeping your metabolism active. That's what that is. I have Slim in Sassy. It's a blend. It's an oil. You can sniff it in your hand. You can rub it on your problem areas like your stomach or what have you. And then I also have a Slim and Sassy detoxify body wrap. So, you know, there's things out here that I'm a firm believer of. In order for you to fix the problem, you got to clean up in that house first. You know what I'm saying? You've been on these pills. I've been on my vitamins and stuff, pain pills for years. You got to detoxify your body. That's just like moving furniture around in your house, vacuuming, mopping the floors and stuff, because you know you want to switch it around a little bit. We got to clean up what is there and start fresh. So I do have the means of making sure that you do have that. This is a wrap, you know, you wrap it around you. Some people use the cellophane. Some people use the wrap where you ace bandage and whatever it takes for you to do. And you can also sleep with this on and lose weight while you sleep. So get with me. If you're looking to work on your body and detoxify your body, and I truly believe if you don't clean up your insides, you just going around in circles. That's what that is, because you got to clean it up in order to put new stuff in it or fix it up. So that's what I mean by cleaning it up and stuff. But please, if you feel like you don't have the information or you want to know more about it, please give me a call at 817-566-4555, and we can make something happen. But just don't sit there and think you alone. Kay going to tell you, you're not alone. Believe me, you're not. We all have issues. Let's work on the inside, cleaning up in the inside. Like, we got to wash dishes, mop the floors, and clean the house up. We're going to do that with our body. We're going to detoxify ourselves. I'm doing it also. So if you want to do it, we can just get a group of women and men. It's good for men, too. Let's get it started, you know. Let's take out all the trash, that old trash, and let's start replacing good stuff piece by piece. So if you're interested, give me a call. And I'd be more than happy to put you with the people that will help you. If I don't have the answer, I'll put you with good people that can find the answer for you. But with these essential oils, come on now, they here. I'm letting you know. I can do it. I'm a distributor. Get in touch with me. And I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to come on back.
They can hate if they wanna. I don't care. Yeah. I said let them hate if they wanna go for nowhere. Keep thinking you can do better with somebody else.
Hey.
Saying I'm dangerous, that you can do that all by yourself.
Want you to know that if there is anything you want to know, or if anything, any illnesses you're going through, just give me a call, and I'll promise you I'll hook you up with the people that if I don't have the answer, I just want you to be okay. Like I said, I can't save the world. I'm not out here trying to save the world, but I'm sure trying to put a dent in it. So the information is here, you know, that you need. I'm here. Give me a call. We can talk about it, do whatever we need to do. But it is so important to know your body, especially when you're out here exercising and stuff. And, you know, we need to know what we need to do to keep your metabolism going and you know, and things like that. So that's why I'm sharing that with you. And everything that I talked about, we can, you know, you can You can rub it on your troubled areas, this oil, and you can also diffuse it. And you can also, it's called aromatic, and you rub it, put the oil in your hand and you rub it, and then you cup your hand over your nose and mouth and take a whiff, you know, you sniff it. And, you know, because, you know, I know I'm tired of swallowing pills for pain. So, you know, anything is better than putting other things in your body. So please get in touch with me. And it is important if you don't, you know, if you want to look it up about the brown fat cells, that's what our metabolism and stuff, that is the metabolism. We have to keep that activated. So you going out here running in the sun and stuff is not going to build up your metabolism. You got to, it's a certain thing you have to do, you know, and it's telling you, this is in the National Institute of Health, you know, so you got to come, you know, get into a cool place in order to activate it, and I guess you go from there. I never knew anything about there was a white fat and a brown fat. You know, I'm not, you know, I read up on it, and so I'm just trying to share this with you. And the white fat is the cellulite that we, you know, we be carrying around with us. So, but I just want to share that with you. And always, always, before you do anything, detoxify your body. You should detoxify your body once every 3 months. I don't care if you take vitamins or if you're taking, those shakes and stuff. That powdery stuff holds on to your insides. It holds on to your intestines and stuff like that. You know, it don't just go all the way down. You know, that's just like with anything. You know, it leaves a streak, and then you do it for so long, it builds up and causes problems. So just to be on the safe side, detoxify yourself. And you don't have to take pills in order to detoxify your body. Dettori, and I sell it, you know, they have the Slim and Sassy body wrap. It's a detoxified body wrap. Men can use it just as well as women. So you can put it on your thighs. You can, you know, you can wrap it. Saran wrap, you can go get that from the Dollar Tree. Ain't nobody a dollar. Get several boxes of that Saran wrap, or some people use Ace bandages. You know, whatever floats your boat, just get it done. So, you know, that's what's important. Clean up the area first, and then just, you know, take it from there. I'm gonna go ahead on with another song, and just try to move something around, do a little something. Here we are. All right, all right. We had little Roger. We had little Roger to wake us up a little bit, get us in that groove. If there's anyone out there that would like to speak, talk about the topic or anything, push the number one, and I'll open up your mic. I just want to elaborate on what we spoke about earlier. I just want you all to know how mental health is real, and we, some people deal with it in their family. It might be a coworker; they're just not strong enough to say something, or what have you. But it's happening more so than you think. I always remember that stress is a silent killer. So when you stress, you can't help. I mean, the days, you know, what's going on. People say, "Oh, you don't stress." Try not to stress within everyday life. Sometimes can be stressful, you know. So that's why I want to introduce you to essential oils, and that way, you know, it can help you. If you know someone that needs some help, just tell them about this. Let them listen to the archives. You know, if they're not on the line now, to hear what's being said, or give me a call at 817-566-4555, and let's take care of this business. You know. You know, stress is just nothing to play with. I hate that you're going through what you're going through with the lupus and the sickle cell, the pain and the mental health pain and man, you know, it's just it's something. So to know that there is an option, you have an option. You don't have to keep swallowing the pills and stuff. And I keep repeating myself because working with mental health, a lot of times, you know, the focus is not on. So you might have to repeat it two or three times in order for it to register. So that's why I keep repeating, you know, what I'm saying to the ones that are out there. I don't know who you are, but there are people on my line listening. So, you know, it might be them. They're not, you know, they don't want to talk. That's fine. That's fine by Ms. K. Believe that. That's fine. You don't have to say nothing. You know, if you want to talk to me outside of the show, that's fine. You know, you got my number. It's on the archive. And just know that this is real. It's nothing to laugh at. People laugh at people. You know, they talk to themselves. And, you know, we wasn't raised like that at our house. You know, mom didn't play that. You meddling somebody, you going to get the mess knocked out of you. That's what's going to happen. But, you know, you see people laughing, you know, calling them stupid. Oh, they just stupid. Oh, they just is. Instead of trying to get them some help, they down them. You know, and that's not cool at all. And I'm quite sure that pushes them deeper into depression. You know, when they loved ones or their friends or whatever, you know, oh, that broad bipolar, I don't mess with her. Did you take your medicine? You know, in front of different people, you know, that's some hurting stuff. It would be for me. But you never know what God have for you. You don't know what tomorrow holds for you. You might find out your child is like that, or you might get sick with the flu and then end up with it, you know, because you just don't know. It's a mental thing. It all, you know, and mentally, it's like it shows itself as a kid in anybody. And if you are a parent, when they put that baby, lay that baby up on your breast, when they pull it out of you, you know, if don't nobody else know, there's something wrong with your baby. But you rather, okay, they look normal, so I'm just going to pass them on as normal. And then they become adults that go through this depression and anxiety and stuff like that because nobody is helping them. Oh, I'm not going to give my baby that medicine. They say that medicine is going to make it do this or make it do that. Let me tell you something. If you work on it while they're younger, you don't have to worry about it too much when they get older because they know the symptoms, they know what to do and how to handle it from there. So it's not about you, parent. It's about that child. It's not about you, parent. A lot of parents don't want to admit that something is wrong with their kid, which is, you know, I just feel like the law needs to change. It needs to change that. It's not about the parent and how you look to other people and how other people going to see you. It's about doing the best thing for that child because that child is going to grow up to be an adult. that child is going to grow up, and you be like, oh, man, he or she keep running away, or, you know, they just keep getting in trouble. Well, that's because you overlooked it when they was younger. Now they ready to go to the pen. Now all of a sudden they got a problem. Let you tell it. But this could have been avoided when they were younger. It's not about you, parents. It's about those babies. Get on it early, and hopefully you'll have a hold of it by the time they get old enough, you know, to get out on their own and stuff. I work with people with mental health and mental retardation. I work with them. I'm a life skill coach. And let me tell you something. Once they are where they need to be, and you can tell the ones that were taken care of or was handled earlier on in their life, and then you can tell the ones that was 15, 16, 17, and then they start, you know, have to take medicine and stuff. But I speak with the parents, and it's like, well, I don't want people to think that my child is retarded, or, you know what, it's not about you, though. It's not about you, parents. It's about the safety of this child. This child is not going to stay a child forever. And these are the loopholes that's going on now. There are kids killing their parents while they're sleeping and different things like that. Why? Because the law say now, if they're not harming themselves or nobody else, ain't nothing they're going to do. Ain't nothing they could do. But I remember when I was growing up, I'm 53. I remember when I was growing up, when people like that in the neighborhood, the ambulance and stuff would come get them and take them somewhere. You know, they'll be back within a month or a couple of weeks or whatever it takes. They be done got off their medicine. But nowadays, they do not do anything until some tragic happened. And I think that's the worst thing you could do. That's the worst thing you could do. And if there's any way I can get a petition done to switch it back to where it was, because a lot of times you don't have time when they're in a manic state. You don't have time for that. They're in a manic state. They're in there cutting themselves, jumping on grandmama, whooping everybody head in the house. Okay, then you can call. But leading up to that, they done busted out the window. They done took the BB gun and shot out the neighbor house windows. Now you got to pay for $500 worth of windows or whatever it is. See, those things like that, when it starts, you know, we need to get in on it. But the law stop us from doing that part, though. So we as a people need to get together and get a petition started this back in place, because it used to be like that, you know. But there were some people that was abusing the system, and this is what happened. So the kids killing their parents, hanging themselves, and stuff like that. But they, you know, the parents can't do nothing, not unless they're trying to hurt themselves or hurting somebody else. I don't want to keep waiting until then and look in the obituary and it's full of people that kill themselves or kill somebody in the family and they have mental illness. I don't think it's right, but us as a parent, we need to handle our business while these kids are younger. And you know, I ain't nothing wrong with my baby. Yes, it is something wrong with it, or him or her. The quiet as it's kept for a parent to know that something's wrong with their child, and then they say ain't nothing wrong with the child, it's something wrong with the parent, because I want the best for mine, the best that he can be. That's what I want for mine as a parent. But a lot of them be like, well, you know, I don't want people talking about my baby. I don't want people to saying that my baby retarded. It's not about you, though. It's not about you. We need to help these people, because these little people turn into grown people. Then they have families. So, please, let's do the right thing. If the doctor say you need to, put them on that medication, because we all know of some kid that was in our children's class or our kid was acting out. You know, they can't learn nothing because they're going through that manic, you know, phase, and then you in school and you disturbing everybody else and keeping them from learning. You know your baby is sick, man. Stop that. Do something about it. And if you don't want them to swallow the pills or whatever, at least get it, research it. There's organic oils and essential oils and 100% oils that you can rub on the baby. You can diffuse it. You can do all of that, but you don't know because you stuck in your head hollering about you worried about what the Joneses are going to say. I could care less what somebody said about me and mine. That's the problem. Take care of your kids. Take care of them while they little. I can understand about you don't want them to swallow the pills, but get it, research, and see what other alternatives that you have. That's what's important. Working with people with disabilities and mental health and, you know, mental health problems, the first thing they say is, I'm embarrassed. The kids laugh at me because I can't read, or they second-guess themselves, you know. And that's because no one has taken out the time to teach them that, okay, we're going to work on this together. It's okay to be like this, but we're going to work on it and make you better as a youngster, not as they 17 or 18 years old after they done jumped on the old lady next door. Now you want to work on it? It's a bit too late. I'm not going to say all the way too late, but it's, yeah, you teeter-tottering on, yeah, now they grown. And all this could have been avoided while they were younger. So let's do what we need to do as parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles. I don't care. I'm an aunt. And let me tell you something. I'm an involved aunt. I ain't playing it. Let me see something that's not right with my nieces and nephews. I'm open my mouth. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. If me and my sister got an auger 24/7, that's what we're going to do. But we're going to get that baby some help. I don't care if she don't like me no more. My concern is that child. And we as people have to stand up and quit turning our back and saying, oh, that ain't my child, that's her. No, it ain't her. This is a village. It take a village to raise these babies, man. Stop all that turning your head and talking about them. Oh, girl, I don't want them in my house because, you know, they bad. They on medicine. They don't want to be, you know, they tear up stuff. Mental health is nothing to play with. So it's not about you, parent. If the doctor tell you something is wrong with your baby, something is wrong with your child. Let's get it done. I can understand you don't want them on the medication and stuff, but there are other alternatives. So give me a call. You know, I gave you my number. You have all my information. You can listen to the archive or what have you. But it's high time for us to stop this. Mental health is serious. Don't wait until your child hurts you. Hurt the grandparent, sibling, or the neighbor. Then you say, well, okay, then I guess there's something wrong with my baby. Let's work on getting the baby right. That's too late because they didn't hurt other people. So what we need to do is just be a village, raise these kids, adults, stop laughing at the kids, stop talking about them. You know, help the parent. The parent may not know how to help the baby. So we have to do what we have to do to make sure everything is right with these kids, with our adults. There's grown people that have mental health problems too. So we need to get it. We need to get a petition together that states that you know, go back to where it used to be. You know, if something is going on, you don't wait until somebody is dead or they hurt themselves or somebody else. That's not how it was. But I understand the system had been, you know, people have been messing over the system, so that's why they came up with that law. But we need to change something back because it's not benefiting these people. It's not benefiting the kids. And parents, if you have a child that has a problem, it's not about you. It's about their child. I could care less what my neighbor would think. I could care less. You worried about what they talking about. I could care less. But I bet not hear you say nothing about my child. That means you're going to have to step outside. That's how we handle that. But you're not going to, if a child need help, do that. It's not about you and how it make you look, parent. Because that child is going to grow up. And he or she going to be head of a household, have babies and everything. So the cycle continues. We need to do something about it. We have 3 minutes left. And I appreciate it. If anyone want to say anything, just push the number one. If not, like I said, I want to thank you all for listening in. I hope the information that I gave you. I hope you take it to heart. And this is going to, well, we got 3 minutes and 39 seconds. So we're going to end the show. It's an hour show today. And I'm going to go out with some with these words. My words to you is this here. If you know of anybody that have a mental problem, ain't, it's nothing funny about it. It's nothing funny about it. Nothing at all. The saddest thing is to see somebody ask for help or needing help and people laughing. Funny what they do. I think you the one sick, not them. If there anybody out there that want to say something before the show ends, push the number one. I open up the mic and we could do that because it's very important that we understand what mental health, you know, is about. And how we can do it. There are options, other options outside of pills and all that. We can go to therapy. We can do all that. Please help these babies and help these grown folks. Okay, nobody's helped to push the number one. So I'm gonna go ahead and end the show. I'm going to end the show with this last song. Appreciate you all for being on there. Please take this to heart. Please understand what I'm saying. It's nothing cool about seeing, you know, people walking around and they need help. So until next week, I bid you peace and may God love all of you all. Stay strong. Somebody raised their hand. Okay, hold on.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, Ma.
I'm sorry. I was with a client and couldn't get away.
Okay. How's everything going?
Oh, everything is fine. I'm sorry I missed the show, but the part that I did here, you are just so right. You have so many. I don't know everything that has already been said, and I may just repeat
uh-huh.
myself, but
uh-huh.
As far as the kids are concerned, a lot of our children don't have the issues that the parents think that they have. Some of them
uh-huh.
need structure. Some of them need to be held and to be loved and just given a little bit more attention. You can have
uh-huh.
three kids, and all three of them will require more attention. And also,
yeah.
if you know that your child has a problem, nobody has to tell you that your child has a problem. You know that.
Uh-huh.
But you
yeah.
have so many parents that will be in denial or the fact
uh-huh.
that it's embarrassing to them
uh-huh.
or they think that they can handle it. You can't. All you are an enabler. When that child is in their teens, they
huh.
are already formed and developing
uh-huh.
into what they're going to be. You're holding your kids back. There are hospitals, there are clinics specializing in your children, just children only. Take your child, have he or she tested. If everything comes out normal and correct, then you put a belt on that butt and
yeah.
and get
yeah.
some structure in your house and stop trying to be their friend
yeah.
and be their parent. So it's different ways to look at it because some of the kids that I have that I counsel,
uh-huh.
all they want is just attention from their parents, and when they get that, see, it doesn't matter to a kid whether the attention is positive
sure.
or negative. All they
mm-hmm.
do is say, I want my parents, and they don't know how to handle the anger that comes with that. So when they start to act up, then you say, oh, well, he's just unruly, and then he gets to be 10 or 11. I've got six that are 10 or 11, and their parents say that they can't do anything with them. I am so glad that
uh-huh.
I didn't have to go through that. because it's the way your home is structured. It's the rules that you have in your house. Your rules should be the same across the board, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. But a lot of times there's no structure, no rules. Whatever little Bobby or Sarah Jane say they want, I get them. But
mm-hmm.
that's not the way you parent. There are positives and there are negatives.
Man.
And we need to see our kids for who they are. They
mm-hmm.
may not do things exactly like you did them, but it doesn't mean that they can't get them done.
That's true.
So I don't know, some of those things have probably already been said, and if so, you can't emphasize enough. There is no such thing as 11 or 12 year old ruling your house.
Now,
if that's
the
case, you need to go back and look at your parenting skills.
And that's the thing about it. Like I was speaking about, I'd be on Facebook and you see where people are struggling with anxiety, bipolar, you know, they're hurting with the sickle cell and the lupus and different things like that. So I'm giving them an alternative. There's a different, you don't have to swallow pills. You know, sometimes you could take this medicine for so long and it doesn't work mm-hmm. like it used to. So
that's
I was
true.
Just sharing with them, you know, I started out with the my topic was brown fat cells, but that's not what God checked in my spirit.
Mm.
That's not it. I had to go back to what I talked about last week, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's, when you see people hurting, it's something you. Please, people, if your child is Jesus hurting, don't wait until they're 18, 19 years old and then try to do something. You know, don't worry about what the neighbors and stuff say. It hurts my feelings. I know I can't save everybody, but when you see a little kid that you know something is wrong with and the mother keep passing them on
mm-hmm.
as something is like everything is okay, and then they
right.
get to school, then they blacklisted because don't nobody
yeah.
want them in their class. That's
yeah.
extra stress on that baby, man. It's not about
right.
the parent. It's about that baby. You know, even
yeah.
the adult, you know, when they can't help themselves and, oh, ain't nothing wrong with my son. He's just a little different. No, he's a lot different.
Yeah.
He done jumped on the neighbor.
Or even jumped on the parent.
Yes, and it just breaks my heart because you're so busy worrying about what people think about you. It's
yeah.
not about you.
Yeah.
It has
and that happens all the time.
You know, and it's like I was sharing with them, you know, the life skill coach and stuff, and, you know, people have babies, and they already in their 60s, and this baby is in his late 30s, or just
yeah.
turning 30. And I asked the mm-hmm. little girl what her name was. She said her name was Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but she wrote the letter K in the letter T. That's how
yeah.
she spell her name.
Yeah. KT.
Mm. And that's the thing about it. Help these kids because it's a world out here. The world don't care.
Did the baby have a parent?
Yes, the parent was right there, but she was the mama and dad was in their mid 60s, almost 70 years old. But this is what I'm saying. If you start
yeah.
in the beginning
yeah.
while they little, because there are some people that have problems that are disabled and stuff, they live on their own.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
You know, they work every day. They do what they do. It just bothers me when there's a parent that says nothing wrong with your child. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I know I can't say
well,
the word.
At that point, they're hindering their child, and they're not giving the child an opportunity to do all that they can do.
And that's the scary part about it, because when God called them home, or they have a stroke or have to go into a home or whatever, that child is the only child they have, then
yeah.
they go into the system. They don't know
yeah.
how to handle themselves.
You're right.
And that's the
and
thing,
sometimes
you know?
It's sad to say, but sometimes we have parents that don't realize that when you become a parent, your life is not your own anymore. These little things that you used to do to do strictly for yourself and be selfish, all that's gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
Because you are being held responsible for raising that child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God blessed you to even be able to have, some people can't even have kids.
Yeah.
You know, God has blessed you, but you got to. And like I shared with them, you know, I have a son. He has cerebral palsy. My son is a substitute teacher for Ford ISD. You know,
yeah.
I had to do the right thing because it's a world out here.
Yeah.
You know.
And they don't care, honey. They do not care.
Sure.
They'll chew you up and swallow you whole, whether it's something wrong or not.
Mm-hmm. You just have to teach them how to defend themselves when you're not around and be there for them. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to teach them.
And you know what? A lot of the problems start with, like back in the day, I don't know how parents are doing it now, but I know how I do it. But it was always whatever happens in this home, stay in this home, and we not going to talk about it. You just swallow it and go on. Like if your daughter was raped and she tells her mom, well, I was raped too and I got over it, so you just have to get over it. See, you don't do that. And see, so much is being held inside. You just don't know what people have gone through. And this men and women, they've been told to just keep it in themselves, keep it to themselves, and all that can be just suppressed for so long. At some point in your life, it's going to surface, and you don't know how you're going to act when it surfaces.
That's
you
true,
may start acting
out
or whatever, but it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have a certain age group to come out, but it's coming out. And you won't even know why you're acting that way until you go to a professional and sit down and start talking, and you'd be surprised at how much stuff come out, things that happened to you that you had forgotten. That's because you're so busy trying to be strong and be strong for everybody else, but you are human too. So that's, I mean, we as a race of people don't believe in going to a counselor to sit down and talk. A counselor is not going to change your way of thinking. A counselor is going to allow you to think and think things through and be there to guide you as you think things through.
That's true. That is true.
But we have so many people that when they start to feel these things, they go to the doctor, they give them pills on top of pills, but that's not always what they need.
But there are
some that really do need the medication. But what I'm saying is about 80% of them don't need medication.
They just need to be heard. They need to get it off their chest. That's
right.
What it is. You know, that's what they need. And it's like you can't say anything or, you know, if I do, it's going to hurt mama's feelings or it's going to, you know. And if a child come to you, I don't care if it's not your family member or not, if a child come to you and say something is going on, listen to that child. Don't brush them off. I would rather be in trouble because I stepped in somebody's business than for me to brush that child off in his hat.
Right. And even though that you may be the last resort for that child, and the next thing you hear is the child has committed suicide, and you had that opportunity to talk to that to that child or sit down and do something. And it could be a case where it's happening and the mom has to work all the time or the dad has to work all the time. It's not always men. It's women too. And you hear on the news all the time of there's a syndrome that some women have that it's kind of where they have to feel needed. The name of it escapes me right now, but is where mm-hmm. they put their babies and their children in danger, make them
mm-hmm.
give them pills to harm them so it could make them feel useful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
very sad, but that's happening, and it's happening more than we think.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it is too. It's that yeah, it's some type of syndrome. It is.
Right.
What it is like she, you know, want that attention. You know, that
right.
woe is me attention.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard
sick.
On the news last night where this woman had GoFundMe page and had people sending money and I think some basketball player or somebody like that went and visited the child and all of that, and then come to find out, it was not true.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
See, it's stuff like that make it hard
yeah.
for people that really need help.
Right.
You know, and that's what I was saying earlier on in the show. I was letting them know. You know, I remember when I was growing up, when you would see people that have mental breakdowns and stuff or kids out of hand, that you knew
mm-hmm.
who had a problem in the neighborhood because they'll
yeah.
come and get them if they get out of hand, you know.
Right, right.
You know, they would come and get them. They'd be gone maybe for a week or two or whatever they do to them, and then they'll bring them back. But
right.
they stopped that because people start abusing it.
Mm-hmm.
Parents start abusing. They didn't want to put up with them, so they'll say
right.
they done something, and then they'll come pick them up. So I
yeah.
understand, but we need to change this. We should not have to wait until my child hurt himself or hurt the neighbor or me.
Yeah, yeah.
If I tell you he's in the episode, there's a child should always take their medicine. That should not be a choice.
Mm-hmm. But you have some that if the child is on medication and they raise sand like, well, I'm tired of taking it, I just don't want to, well, the parent just quit giving it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then when they go off, I have an episode, then yeah.
Yeah.
They start to malfunction and they may hurt you, them, they may be standing
yeah.
over your bed in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, but some of that can be controlled in other ways if they start early enough.
That's it, and that's what I was saying earlier. You know, it's just like you can do better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can do better, and there's ways out here to where we can make sure that everybody's on the same page. If you don't want your child on medication, there's other options.
Sure it is. And
you have
people that have write-ups now that have kids with the same thing that you
mm-hmm.
have, but they will have had it for a longer period of time, and they've gone through different things, and they know what to do, and they can help
mm-hmm.
you. It's help everywhere if you need help, if you want
mm-hmm.
help. But some people are so full of self, they don't
mm-hmm.
want help.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anybody to know that they need help. And that's the
mm-hmm.
sad part.
Yeah. And
that's
it's
really
like,
sad.
And they, you know, like I was saying earlier, they have, you know, there may be somebody that work with you. It may be
yeah.
a family member, you know,
yeah.
that's on medication you wouldn't even aware of, you know,
and
because
you don't
it's
know.
Such a secret.
Right. Right,
you know,
right,
so,
right.
And it shouldn't be, you know, because if
no.
you have an episode, I need to know what's going on with you and know how to help you when it do happen. And quit
yeah.
picking at these people. Quit, you know, oh, girl, here she come. Here come the bipolar woman or whatever they say,
yeah.
you know.
And they need to quit bullying these kids at school
yeah.
because when you aggravate people, you don't know what their reaction is going to be.
That's it. And that is
they,
it. And that's
they need
about.
To quit.
Yeah. Because then when he or she lied into you, now y'all want to
mm-hmm.
Send them to the alternative school. They was wrong and all, but you didn't do nothing when these kids was bugging his chat.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
a problem. You know, so, well, all right then. I'm going to go ahead. We supposed to have been out 30 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
But that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, but I appreciate you calling in.
I'm sorry I was late, and thank you for the opportunity, though. And
okay.
And you keep doing what you're doing, because there are a lot of people out there that need help. And I'm glad that you said that God put in your spirit to redo your program from last week,
mm-hmm.
because there was probably somebody that wasn't able to listen last week or did listen the last week and need to hear more. So you always
uh-huh.
keep following your spirit, because it'll never lead you wrong.
No, and it didn't. I was like, I was trying to read it, and if you go back and listen to the archive, I hit on it a little bit. I said, now, wait a minute. This is not what it's supposed to be. I'm just going to, you know, go back to last week. And, I mean, you got to, you know, you got to, you got to be obedient. That's what it is.
Yeah, and you do.
You know,
you
so
do. And you can never fail being obedient. Now, some people may not understand it, but that's not up to them. It's up to him.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to go ahead
sweetie, and
close the show.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah. All right.
Okay, Ma, I appreciate it.
I love you.
Love you too, Ma.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That ends our show for tonight. I appreciate you all for holding on and listening. You know, God is a good God, and he works in mysterious ways. But come on, people, let's do what we need to do. May God be with you. I'm going to go out with a song. Until we meet again.
Yo, stop. Are y'all ready for the jam? I said, are y'all ready for the jam? Yo, G, kick it.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam.